Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of spiritual ecology and the shamanic and spiritual practices that promote well-being for all beings. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share insights and practices to get ready, get rooted, and get real about your health and the state of life on planet Earth. We'll explore the wisdom of deep ecology, look at some sad truths about the disappearing more than human world, feel into earth-based practices and teachings, and take action to help restore the wonder and magic of biodiversity to our world. I invite you to discover your passion and power, to unlock your inner wisdom, and to connect with our earth family as you map your own path to service. I am a white woman recording on the Adirondack hunting territory of the Mohawk Nation of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, ceded in 1797 without council approval. I acknowledge that my presence here is the ongoing legacy of settler colonialism, which includes the exclusion and erasure of many Indigenous peoples. I also acknowledge that this land I am on was once shared with species that have been eradicated by those settlers, including the Eastern Cougar, the Canadian Lynx, the Eastern Elk, the Passenger Pigeon, and the Gray Wolf. Settle in now, and wherever you are listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you. Sink a little deeper into that support and feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth. Feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished and nurtured. You are here. The time is now.
In case you missed the announcement last week, this fall's virtual shamanic Reiki trainings are on the schedule, and registration is open on my website. Level 1 and Level 2 are each going to be on 3 consecutive Monday nights, from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Level 1 begins September 25th, and Level 2 kicks off November 20th. You'll find the link for more information in the show notes. Virtual Level 1 and Level 2 will be offered again along with Shamanic Reiki Master Practitioner in the new year. I'm also adding the links for Citizens Climate Lobby's Wildlife Action Team, so that you can attend next week's Zoom meeting. My Wildlife Action Team co-leader and I are excited that the executive director of Audubon Southwest is going to be presenting about climate change's effects on birds. The meeting is open to the public, so hop on and listen. I've been struggling to put this week's episode together, which transitions us into the new theme, harvest. You've done the work of manifesting, and now it's time to gather it all in. Harvesting isn't easy. It's a process of picking through what has grown, separating what's usable, beneficial, and nourishing from what turned out to be rotten, not serving, or just not as you expected. All that other stuff gets turned under. Lessons, experiences, and understanding composted into soil for next year's intentions. Let's get real. Not everything you manifest turns out to be good for you. I can't tell you how many times I thought I desired to bring something into my life only to get it and have it feel inauthentic or out of alignment with my purpose. Yeah, even things I've been passionate about going in have been blah on the other end. I keep trying to train myself into something that sounded like a fun way to make money, only to have a certificate to do something that was neither fun nor a moneymaker. And honestly, some of the stuff wasn't even worth composting. That just gets burned before it diseases everything else. Working through the harvest requires discernment, lots of listening to your heart, and a willingness to let go of the outcomes you anticipated. And living in a capitalist society where, let's face it, most of us are trying to manifest some money so we don't starve, that makes non-attachment to outcomes a difficult life choice. Those of us who practice the art and science of healing can really struggle with this. For many of us, making money underlies all the other intentions. It's true for me too. If you think the desire to bring 15 new shamanic Reiki master practitioners into the world by next May, so there will be more people working to heal each other and the planet, is completely severed from my desire to pay my grad school tuition, you are very wrong. Do I think we shouldn't get paid? Of course we should get paid for our work. Unless there is a huge societal shift and everyone gets a universal basic income so we can do our healing work just to be of service to a hurting world. Unless we don't have to worry about those bills, we're going to need to be compensated. This is what I struggle with. I don't want to sound ungrateful for whatever bounty comes my way, but sometimes that tomato that looked wonderful as it grew got to that nice red, so I reach for it and discover it's a slimy wormhole mess. Heck, here it's likely a squirrel took a bite out of it. Do I take it inside and try to salvage enough for a salad, or do I let it go and offer the rest of it to the squirrels? I've given a lot to the squirrels over the years. Sometimes things don't feel authentic until you give them to the squirrels. I mean, give them away. There's fulfillment that comes from serving your community, even if it's just adding to the community's compost pile. And sometimes you just have to pay the bills. So you settle for whatever you've managed to manifest for that purpose, while volunteering when you aren't at that job. If you work for a decent-sized company, you've probably noticed that people can do the same job and some of them are miserable and others seem to really like the work. Do they? Maybe. Or maybe they're leaving at the end of the day and going over to the animal shelter to help the staff care for the cats and dogs. Now, if you told 22-year-old Debbie, just graduating with an undergraduate degree in accounting, that she would be miserable in her office job in a big corporate building, and despite a nice salary, she would have laughed. And if you told her that she'd end up complaining about the bird-killing reflective glass on that building, and maybe even trying to get it outlawed, she'd think you were crazy. But every choice, every job I manifested that left me dissatisfied, even though it had everything I asked for at the time, they all got turned under, eventually. So what do you do with all that? Harvest what you've got. Pick through your haul with discernment for what truly serves you, your community, the earth. Compost what doesn't, or feed the squirrels with it. That's what I did for the practice in this episode. I went back through episodes I'd recorded and never posted, probably because I ran out of time, and found this practice of working with suffering. It felt like finding one perfectly ripe tomato still hanging on the vine, just pulled out for the compost. The practice is a good tool for serving this world. You won't get a certificate. You won't make any money at it. But it's a deeply satisfying offering for the well-being of all beings. It is based on the Tonglin practice from Tibetan Buddhism, which encourages the practitioner to breathe in suffering and transmute it internally. When Lynn Roberts adapted this for the shamanic Reiki program and in her book Shapeshifting into Higher Consciousness, she recognized that that's a lot for people to take in. And she wanted to make sure that we were in a state that is protected and that is really love and light, and keeping things a little more external so that we're not just absorbing all of that. But it's a really good practice to consider the suffering in the world and bring it in. I'm going to allow you again to open up to however much of the suffering you want to include. So go ahead and get yourself comfortable. This is, again, not an exercise to do while driving, so if you normally listen to the podcast while you're in the car, I'm going to ask you to just turn it off until you can be in a place where you can sit and not be disturbed and not need to have to focus elsewhere at the same time. And as you get settled in your seat, you might just want to stretch a little bit or shake out any tension in your body. And then, you know, you might be sitting indoors. You can also be sitting in an outdoor space. That's my favorite place to sit. And then take a few deep breaths. And breathing in. And as you exhale, just allow your body to relax. So each exhale is an invitation to release a little bit more, to feel the support of the earth and allow yourself to be held by it. And really, as you inhale, bring in peace, bring in calm. And if you notice that you're feeling a little bit agitated, just continue to breathe with that for a bit. Still setting the intention to breathe in peace and breathe in calm. And as you exhale, begin to let go of whatever is not serving you in this moment. Letting the exhale carry it away. Breathing in peace. Breathing in calm. And imagine with your next exhale that you expand. And then as you breathe in, you're bringing peace and calm and all of you back in. Now exhale, expand. Reach out all the way beyond the horizons into the cosmos. And as you breathe in some of all of that luminosity that is out there from the stars. And breathe that into your being so that you begin to fill with light. Exhale again, go out, reach, expand until you are out into the cosmos. And then as you breathe in, bring in that luminous star energy, the light into you. Feel it begin to radiate through you as if each cell of your being was sparkling. And then breathe out again, expand.
as you are expelling the breath, you are sending your sense of self out in all directions, and then inhale, breathe in, bringing those threads of light into you, more cells lighting up. Exhale again, expand. You are as big as the cosmos. You can touch all of the stars. And then as you inhale, you become aware of your physical boundaries again, bringing everything back in and noticing how your physical being is starting to become light. And continue this breath, breathing out, getting big, breathing in, bringing that light into you until you are light from the tips of your toes to the tips of your fingers to the top of your head. Every cell of your being is now radiating light. And the light doesn't stay within your physical boundaries. You are beginning to radiate light. You are light. So your physical being and your light being are superimposed. They are together. And you are radiating light in front of you, behind you, out to the sides. You are radiating light out from the soles of your feet, up through the crown of your head. Light energy. And as you continue to bring light in, radiate it out, become aware now of love. This light that is radiating through you has a loving intention. Bring to mind a memory of experiencing great love and happiness. It might be from your childhood, it might be more recent. And see this time as clearly as you can in your mind's eye. And if you're not visual, that's okay. Sense, feel. Take a moment to be aware of the details of this time. Where were you? Who were you with? What were the circumstances? Be curious about this time when you experienced a great joy and a deep sense of well-being. And allow the sensations of love and joy and happiness and goodness to spread through your being, radiating like that light that you were breathing in. As if this was happening right now. Feel yourself being light and love and joy. And as these feelings are generated in your heart, feel them continuing to build and intend them to grow. Intend them to get stronger. Focus on the feelings exclusively. The situation's details are fading. It's just the feelings now that we're focused on. Stay with how you feel. Feel that love and joy and well-being is a force that is radiating out from your heart. These are good feelings that you have generated, you have strengthened.
And at the same time now, imagine out in front of you a being who is suffering. It may be a human, it may be a domestic animal, a pet, wildlife, or it can be a group or a situation that is full of suffering. And just allow that image or that sense to grow. And imagine that the energy of suffering is surrounding that being or that situation, that group of beings, like a thick mass. Suffering manifests on all levels of being, both the physical and the emotional, the spiritual. And you may get a sense of how that is manifesting in a way that you can sense it. So you might see it as a thick, dark mass, or feel that it is heavy or hot. It might have a shape. Just allow it to come into your awareness any way that it is manifesting for you. Now, as you're getting the sense of this, at the same time, keep coming back to your heart that is radiating goodness and love and joy. Feel compassion for the confusion and suffering of the being that is in front of you or beings. You may experience some sadness come up as you do, and you may also feel how compassion wants to be extended, how kindness and care are asking you to reach out. The next time that you breathe in, breathe towards you that energy of suffering, however you're seeing or sensing it. And as you breathe it towards you, it lightens around the being that you're imagining. And then feel how your loving essence, your heart energy radiating out, meets that energy of suffering and begins to transmute it into light. And so each breath in, you're drawing that suffering away from the being that you're imagining and towards you, and then meeting it on an exhale with your own generated light and love and joy. And as they meet, it's transmuted. So continue to send out care and kindness and love, and you can send it all the way back to the being that is suffering and begin to sense that confusion, that pain, that suffering lifting. Imagine that as the light meets that suffering, it is becoming less dense, less heavy, and floating off and easing. And you can continue
to do this for longer. And when you're ready, simply relax your focus and let the visualization dissolve. And I thank you for helping me to do the work of easing suffering.
Thank you for joining me for this episode of My Shamanic Life. Check the show notes for the links I mentioned this week. And remember to like and subscribe to get weekly episodes in your feed with more practices, teachings, and actions so you can get ready, get rooted, and get real about life on this planet. May you find wonder and magic in the beings around you this week, and practice walking gently on our earth each and every day.